I'm a hiker, snowshoer, and just enjoy all winter and summer activities. And I wanted to expand everyone's knowledge of what's around. And I started looking at maps and looking at talking to people, and I found out that there were places that I didn't even know about. I've been here for 25 years, and the county is so large. It's 30 miles long and 20 miles wide. I mean, it's a big county. So I started finding things that I didn't know about, and I decided, well, why not write a book and tell people about it? And it sounds daunting, and it is daunting, and it was daunting, but I had a tremendous amount of help. I had a wonderful contributing editor, Rebecca Stowe, who was really very helpful. And then, of course, the staff of the Columbia Land Conservancy knew every nook and cranny of the county, and was able to produce these wonderful maps that are in the book. They produce the map, and interesting to see the way they do it, because they take a GPS and they walk with this special, very expensive piece of equipment. They walk the trail in order to create the map, and then when they get back to the office, they were able to put the map on a geo map, and then give it to someone else, Ron Tolke, who was the person who actually put the maps together and put the book together.
Yes, I noticed in some of the descriptions, all the descriptions, there are these very detailed coordinates. I mean, yes, they're very, so you're probably not going to get lost, hopefully.
Yeah, the idea was that you didn't have a way to find it, because if the road signage isn't there, or, you know, you might not have another resource, but you can put the coordinates into your car GPS or whatever and find your way to the parking lot. And then, as Sheldon said, some of the sites had existing digital maps, but from a graphic design point, we really wanted a consistent look to the maps. And yes. So for many of the smaller sites, you know, they had a hand-drawn map, if anything. And so we literally walked the trails to create these maps.